I am mentally sound. I am mentally sound. I am mentally sound. All of us have the opportunity to be mentally sound or not mentally sound. We can say, I do not want to take responsibility for my thoughts. I do not want to take responsibility for my body. I do not want to take responsibility for my world. I do not want to take responsibility for anything in this life. I want to just sort of pass through here as sort of an invisible person with no responsibility for anything. And can I get away with it? Can I get away with not having any responsibility for my life? Can I get away with not having any responsibility for what goes on in my mind? Not hardly. Not hardly. I am responsible for everything that goes on in my mind. I am responsible for everything that goes on in my world. I'm going responsible for everything that goes on in my vision. Whatever I see, whatever is around me of any kind at all, I am responsible for it. Now, the reason that I'm responsible for it is because everything is a thought, and I am mentally sound. I am responsible for every thought I have. I'm mentally sound. I am not an idiot. An idiot is someone who doesn't want to be sound. I'm not mentally unstable. A mentally unstable person is a person who gives up being sound. And these are all things we do by our choice. And if I were to say to you, we do that by our choice, you say, oh, but that's not their fault. That's something else. That's something outside of them. No, it's something inside of each one of us. Each one of us has the opportunity to be mentally sound. Each one of us has the opportunity to take charge of our thoughts, to take charge of every thought going through our mind. And if we think a thought that we cannot do something, we cannot do it. If you think a thought that you'd like to have a relationship, then you be the relationship. You be the loving one. Don't expect anything from anybody outside of yourself, because that's not where it's coming from. You give of yourself to whatever relationship you have. You give of yourself, of your sound mental thinking, of your sound thoughts and your loving thoughts, of your unconditional thoughts. And as you give of these sound mental unconditional thoughts, you create your world. You create that mentally sound world that you live in, that I live in, because I am taking responsibility for my world. I'm taking responsibility for my thought. I'm taking responsibility for everything that I do, because that's what I am. That's who I am. That's where I am. That's all that goes on in my world. I am responsible for my world. Now, I am mentally sound. To be mentally sound means that every thought that I think, I am in charge of. To be mentally sound means that every action I do, I put a mental thought in motion about it, and I carry it out, whatever that action may be. That action may be lifting up my hand. That action may be moving a finger. That action may be eating my food, eating my dinner, my lunch, my supper. That action may be anything, but I say it is good and very good. I say whatever action I do is mentally sound. It is something that I have put a cause in motion to bring that experience about in my life. And as I have put the cause in motion to bring that experience about in my life, it is brought about in my life. Now, I've had the opportunity to work in mental institutions. I've had the opportunity to work in healing. I've had the opportunity to travel the world and meet some of the great teachers of the world, some of the great philosophers of the world, some of the great psychologists of the world. And as I have met these great people, every one of them believed that they were in charge of their thought. They said, now, let's just change our idea. Let's change our mental attitude when they're dealing with somebody else. And when they're dealing with themselves, they say, this is not getting me the response I want. I must change my attitude. I must change my mental thinking about this. I am mentally sound so that I can think these things through and come to decisions that are beneficial to me. I am mentally sound so that I can put causes in motion that are going to bring about the type of life experiences that I want to have. I am totally in charge. I am totally in charge of whatever is going on in my world because I am mentally sound. This is a mental world. This is a world of cause and effect. This is a world of thoughts. This is a world of creation from thought to thing. This is a world of every thought I think brings about a response in some wonderful, fantastic way. And it does because I am in charge of it. Now, sometimes we are smothered by the love of others, and they want us to have everything that is good and fine. And so they give us money, they give us a house, they give us a job, they give us opportunities to do everything. And they expect nothing from us. We have an office we go to, and we don't have to do a thing. We have a house that we go to, and we just go live in it. We don't have to pay the bills. We don't have to take care of the yard, the garden, the house. It's all taken care of for us. Now, many people live in such a world, and living in such a world, they soon atrophy. They soon give up the power of their word, the power of their mind. They soon give up the soundness of their mind, and they believe that everything they have is subject and brought forth by somebody else other than themselves. And as they believe this, and as they live this, and as they show this forth in everything they do, they are living in a mentally unsound mind. If you let someone else put gasoline in your car, then you are not responsible. I remember the story Ellen Jeremini tells me about her car. Her husband was very wealthy, and they had a chauffeur, and they had other things. And Ellen had a car of her own. And every day Ellen would get in her car and drive somewhere and do things, and she'd come back home and park. And every day she'd go out, and she'd never go to the service station. She'd never go to get gas or get oil or get anything that the car might need. And she was just saying, my car doesn't need these things. I have a perfect car. My car always has gas in it. My car always has all of the things that it needs. My car is perfect. Well, now, that was a lovely thing. But she was not living in reality for herself because she was not saying, how did my car get these things? And she would have said, our chauffeur takes my car out every morning before I get to it and takes care of it, polishes it, and feeds it, puts gas into it, and oil and so forth. And so it was lovely. And so when she sold the car to me, she says, it doesn't need anything. It just runs all the time. It's just so fantastic. And I said, well, what a glorious car. But of course, then we came to the realization her chauffeur didn't go with the car. He didn't go with it to keep it full of gas and to keep it maintained. But you see, we have to be our own chauffeur. We have to be our own maintainer. We have to be the one who takes care of our mentally sound mind by at all times realizing that it's our thoughts that we put into our mind that make it sound or unsound. Anytime we say, I can't do something, we're putting an unsound thought in our mind. Anytime we say, I can do something, then we are putting a sound thought in our mind, but we are putting a responsible thought in our mind. The responsible thought says, all right, now, how are you going to accomplish this? And then the next thought says, I just speak my word and then let it go and let it be revealed. Oh, that's begging the question. You can't do things like that. Oh, yes, you can. You understand how the principle works. You understand how the mind works. You understand how the body works. And you realize that you're mentally sound. And you realize that within your mind, within your mentally sound mind, are all the solutions to any circumstance that might come to your attention. All the solutions to any circumstance that might come to your attention. And you realize that Ellen Schofer filled the car with gas. Ellen Schofer maintained it. Now, who's going to maintain the activities in our mind? Are we having a chauffeur who's going to take care of our car and our house and our various things? Are we going to have people in our life that are going to do these things for us? Or is it going to be something that we mentally are sound in saying it is done, knowing it is done, and having it be done? Everything comes from a different solution, you might say, but it really doesn't. It all comes from the law of cause and effect. It all comes from being mentally sound. Being mentally on top of whatever it is we choose to experience in our life. My mind is absolutely fantastic. My mind is sound. My mind is glorious. My mind is brilliant. My mind is the mind of a genius. My mind radiates all the wonderful qualities that a genius has, and I don't have to be a genius and not know it. I can be a genius and know it. And I know that every thought and every idea and every experience and every expression comes out of my mind. What you experience in your life comes out of my sound mind. What others experience in their life comes out of my sound mind. I think they will experience these things, and they do. I think the world will experience this peace and harmony, and it does. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is wholeness on earth, and it began with me. There now is wholeness in my body, and it began in my thinking. And always my mentally sound thinking brings me into the wholeness, the goodness, the joy of everything that is beautiful and wonderful. It's just that that's the way it is. And it's that way because I call it forth. It's that way because I ask it to be revealed in my life, in my body, in my affairs. And it is done. And how wonderful that is. How truly wonderful that is, because that is where I am now. Join me in being a mentally sound, aware thinker, and putting all the thoughts in motion to accomplish all the desires that you have in your heart as I have them in my heart. And I know them, and I experience them, and I love them, and I enjoy every moment of living in that awareness. I enjoy every moment of living in that consciousness, because that is who I am. That is the beingness that I am. I am mentally sound. I affirm that again and again and again, and I know that I am mentally sound. I know that I am mentally all right now. I know it is done. I know who and what I am, and I am the happiest guy you could ever imagine because I am living in that awareness right now. And as I live in that awareness, I experience it every moment of my life. And all of my creation are the expression of who I am. And it is a wonderful, wonderful world. Join me in this awareness of such a world of being mentally sound and delight in every moment of your life being mentally sound, being fantastic, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.